The tragic February 26 shooting death of unarmed 17-year-old Trayvon Martin by a volunteer neighborhood watch captain in Sanford, Florida, has focused the nation's attention on the issue of racial profiling and its sometimes lethal consequences. The fact that the shooter, 28-year-old George Zimmerman, has not been arrested, despite having a record of being previously arrested for assaulting a police officer in 2005 and a history of domestic violence, adds to the feeling of many in Florida and around the country that race played a role in how the police responded to the case. Although the facts surrounding the shooting are in dispute, what has angered communities of color in Sanford and across the U.S. is that the police department failed to pursue even a rudimentary investigation or collect evidence in the case until their inaction provoked outrage and protests from coast to coast. As the national spotlight descended on Sanford, the town's police chief, Bill Lee, who has since resigned temporarily, told the press that under Florida's Stand Your Ground law, police could not arrest Zimmerman without evidence to contradict his story that he shot Trayvon Martin in self-defense. But authorities are at a loss to explain why, on an initial police incident report filed by officers at the scene of the shooting, the case was described as homicide, negligent manslaughter, unnecessary killing to prevent an unlawful act. With protests drawing increasing attention to police inaction in Martin's death, Florida's Governor Rick Scott appointed a special prosecutor in the case, while attorneys representing the dead teenager's parents have called for the U.S. Justice Department to get involved. Your reporter spoke with Jin-Hee Lee, assistant counsel with the Criminal Justice Practice Group at the NAACP Legal Defense and Educational Fund. She discusses the wider issues of racial profiling seen in the Martin case and examines the consequences of Stand Your Ground and other lax gun laws.
One of the main concerns that we have here at the Legal Defense Fund, and especially in the Criminal Justice Practice Group, has been the criminalization of people of color. And when I say that, what I mean is the assumptions and prejudices and stereotypes of assuming that a person who is primarily black or Latino is being having criminal tendencies, that they're more likely to be a criminal. And this is a result of long-standing racism in our criminal justice institutions. It's also evident in media perceptions of black and Latinos, especially young black and Latino men. And the consequences can be very tragic, as what happened to Trayvon Martin.
As you look at the facts of this case, where there has to date been no arrests of George Zimmerman here in this case, tell us about the reasons you think there has been no arrest here. Some point to Florida's Stand Your Ground law as a justification for the police not taking action. But it appears in some recent news reports that there had been an initial police report requesting an arrest warrant for negligent homicide and unnecessary manslaughter. But apparently people higher up in the system basically knocked that idea down.
And the fact that the way that this case has been handled is a real reflection, again, of common perceptions, common misperceptions, and, again, stereotypes of people like Trayvon Martin, because at the end of the day, he was, you know, a 17-year-old who was carrying Skittles and a can of iced tea, and to be gunned down on the street, and for there to be no repercussions for that, and for people to kind of assume that the killing, or even to, as the Sanford police has put forward, that this killing was justified, kind of belies the fact that what we had here was a student. The automatic impression of who this person was is an innocent student who was walking home at night from a grocery store, from a convenience store. And instead, to even presume that this killing was justified automatically taints the impression of this young man as someone who was dangerous or was putting George Zimmerman at risk of danger. And again, this really kind of highlights the ingrained stereotypes that we have of young black men like Trayvon Martin.
Jin-Hee Lee, tell us about the particulars of the accusations that the Sanford Police Department are guilty of some very sloppy investigative work here in terms of looking into the background of George Zimmerman, the shooter in this case, who killed Trayvon Martin, and the lack of questions to some key witnesses, including Trayvon Martin's girlfriend, who was on a cell phone with him just minutes before he was shot and killed.
Yeah, absolutely. There's there's been a lot of criticisms about the way the police has handled this, and especially when you think about the seriousness of what happened, that a young person was shot and killed, and for them to not take the investigation seriously and to take all steps to figure out what happened and to preserve evidence and to question George Zimmerman right away, right after the incident, all of those things, it's an unfortunate indication of how little the police valued Trayvon Martin's life, that that he was a victim in that situation, and that it was their responsibility to really determine what happened to him that night.
Jin Healy, the National Rifle Association, a very powerful lobby in Washington and in state capitals, along with ALEC, a national group that's sponsored by corporate organizations like Coca-Cola and ExxonMobil, are the ones that are pushing the weakening of concealed gun laws and stand your ground laws from Florida and all across this country. What's your view of these laws and why they're being pushed so aggressively by these corporate backers and the NRA?
You know, I can't possibly understand what their agenda is or why it is that they're pursuing these types of legislation. What I can say is that when that type of legislation is enacted in jurisdictions across the country, because they are embedded in a criminal justice system that is and has been inherently racist towards people of color, and when I say that, I mean that there is a lot of institutional discrimination against the Black and Latino communities when it comes to law enforcement. These types of statutes and laws just exacerbate the problem and create situations like we had with Trayvon Martin where it gives institutions an additional excuse to not value the lives of our young Black and Latino men.
That was Jin Healy, assistant counsel with the Criminal Justice Practice Group at the NAACP Legal Defense and Educational Fund. Find more analysis of the Martin case and racial profiling on our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.